glad you're here. Welcome to Texaco Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, proudly present another All-Star Summer Review. You know, last week, Pinky Tomlin struck it rich, and now he's a millionaire. We take you to the mountains where we find the entire cast inspecting Pinky's gold mine.
Jimmy Wallington.
What is it, Eddie Stanley?
Say, Jimmy, why are you limping? Are you hurt?
Oh, that ox they gave me to ride up to the mine turned out to be a bull. I hadn't gone 20 feet before he tossed me off.
That's a novelty. Bull throws an ouncer. Oh.
You know, the least they could have done... Listen, Eddie, the least they could have done was to give me a horse. Any old horse.
Well, Pinky Tomlin offered to pull you up on that 5-gallon can of Fire Chief.
Ah, that's no horse.
May not be a horse to you, but you got to admit it's a plug for Texaco.
Hey, look down there. Look down there at the bottom of the hill. A big greyhound bus that's full of beautiful blondes. Who brought them?
I did.
Say more, say more.
Hey, listen, Seymour, what's the idea of bringing a busload of beautiful girls here to the mine?
Well, didn't Pinky say he was looking for gold diggers?
Say, Jimmy, yeah? Aren't those gold diggers gorgeous-looking gals?
Oh, I'll say they are.
You know, I was a gold digger myself in 1933.
Now I know why America went off the gold standard.
Hey, quit picking on Seymour, will you? Let's go over to watch those men pan the gold.
Hey, fellas, wait up for me.
Pinky Tomlin. Boy, that sure was a funny sight.
What?
Well, the mule Renard was riding up the hill, got tired, and every 100 yards they made Renard change places with him. Yeah, first Jack was riding the mule, then the mule was riding Jack, but it didn't last very long.
What happened?
Well, the mule called the whole thing off when Renard started to eat his oats.
Say, here they come around the bend now.
Gee, doesn't Renard ride beautiful?
Quiet, Seymour. That's the mule in the saddle.
Look, they're changing places again.
The mule's beginning to balk. Hold your seat, Renard. He's trying to throw you off.
Hold your seat, Renard.
Don't let him throw you, Jack. Hold your seat.
Oh, what a fall.
Boy, Renard's sure holding his seat now.
Hey, Renard, how did you ever get up here?
Boy, this is the last hill I'll ever want to climb.
Hey, here comes the superintendent of the mine.
I don't know how you did it. It's remarkable.
What's the matter, mister?
Brother, I don't understand how you did it.
Why do you look at Jack Renard and say you can't understand how he did it?
Well, sir, I've seen men climb this hill, and I've seen mules climb up here. But gosh, this is the first time I ever seen a bus get up here.
I ain't a bus.
Now, if you ain't a bus, what are you doing with that bumper?
Hey, Mr. Tomlin, come here. I want to tell you something. Come closer. Now, listen. Two of them fellas that come up to the mine with you have been filling their pockets with your gold nuggets.
Why, that's Wallington and Stanley. They're my pals. They wouldn't steal from me.
Brother, they ain't your pals. There's gold in them thar heels.
Oh, I don't care. I'm so rich, I don't mind if my friends take a little.
Dirty, nasty, no good gold. Old, broken down yellow gold. Good for nothing gold.
Mr. Renard, what are you doing?
I'm panning the gold. All right, I'll play.
Jack Renard plays Swamp Fire. Thank you. From headlight to rear bumper, that modern car of yours is one of the greatest dollar-for-dollar values on the market today. And there's no surer guarantee of steady and continuous motoring enjoyment than to see that your car gets regular and proper service. The Texaco dealer in your community who sells Fire Chief gasoline is one of more than 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who knows how to properly service your car. You'll find him a thoughtful, courteous host to you and your motor car. He sells you Fire Chief gasoline at no added cost because he knows that Fire Chief's full power on the road means greater driving economy, more miles to every gallon. Fire Chief is made for the climatic conditions in that part of the country where you buy it. Thus, with Fire Chief, you get quick starting, quick firing, top engine performance everywhere. The Texaco dealer will carefully check your car according to the new systematic method, which we call circle service. For remember, Texaco dealers in all our 48 states take real pride in keeping your car just the way you like to drive it. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. Texaco Town proudly presents Little Maureen O'Connor. Maureen sings.
The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone. As I stood before you, my heart seemed to dance, and I prayed you would call me your own. When I look in your eyes, I am thrilled to the sight, and I feel like a queen on a throne. The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone.
The first time I saw you,
I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still.
The first time I saw you,
it was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and I was meant to be yours, yours alone. When I look in your eyes, I am thrilled to the skies, and I feel like a queen on a throne. The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone.
The first time I saw you,
did you drag us all out to your gold mine this morning?
Well, I wanted to bring back a carload of gold to convince myself that the mine was real.
And now you're convinced, eh?
Yeah, the way you and Stanley filled your pockets.
Oh, wait a minute. We just did that to keep you from worrying.
You loaded your pockets with my gold to keep me from worrying.
Sure, Pinky. We were just taking a load off your mine.
Keep the gold, Stanley, if you expect to make a living with jokes like that. I may as well start supporting you right now.
Well, Tomlin, now that you're a millionaire, what are you going to do?
I'm going into big business. I'm going to go out and corner every nickel in America.
What's the idea?
Well, when I was a kid, I was lucky to get my hands on a penny. And a nickel, say, that was a fortune to me. But now that I'm rich, I'm going to have all the nickels I want.
Mr. Tomlin!
What is it, Mr. Field?
Well, Mr. Tomlin, we did it. We've cornered every nickel in America for you.
But wait, won't that inconvenience people?
Wait till you hear what's happening. Look, in Oregon, they're using apples for nickels. Idaho is using potatoes. And Wisconsin is using fresh eggs in place of nickels.
Eggs? What an awful mess it must be trying to squeeze an egg into a telephone slot.
Oh, that's nothing. Now, look, even the word nickel is going out of style. Instead of people saying, let's go to Woolworth's, they're saying, let's go to the and 10 cent store.
Oh, boys, look. I got mm.
What are you doing, Seymour?
I just put a in a slot machine and I hit the jackpot.
Mr. Fields, I didn't think you'd collect all the nickels.
Oh, it's not so serious. People will manage.
Of course they will. The Tsar of Russia got along okay without them.
The Tsar of Russia?
Sure. Wasn't he Nicholas?
Here's my assistant nickel collector. Well, Renard, how did you make out?
Well, I had a tough job locating him, but I finally got a dozen.
Swell, Renard. Where did you get them?
I got them from Jimmy Wallington's baby, and you should have heard her cry.
From Jimmy Wallington's baby, you got nickels?
Nickels? I thought you said nipples.
Mr. Tunnel, now that you've got all the nickels in the country, I'm going out and buy up every corporation that depends on nickels, like subways, telephone companies, automats, all of them.
But I don't understand.
You don't have to. I'm your manager here. Here's the papers that make you the world's richest man, the king of finance. Guard them carefully.
Okay, I'll keep the finance papers right here in my hip pocket.
That's right. Don't lose them, because as long as you have those papers in your pocket, you'll always have finance in your pen.
Well, Pinky, now that you're a great man of finance, what are you going to do with your money?
I'm going to make people happy.
Well, when do you start?
Right now. From the Coconut Grove, I brought the biggest hit in town, Jimmy. An old friend of Texaco's, Donald Noble. The singer, Donald Noble. The song from You Can't Have Everything, Afraid to Dream.
Afraid to dream. Afraid that you may not be there. Afraid to dream. Without you it would seem so bare. With open arms I call to you. I want you, dear. Just as I reach for you. Why do you disappear? Afraid to dream, I'll see you there with someone new. Afraid to find another one caressing you. And though you promised me, the thought of losing you that makes me so afraid to dream. Here we are, two silhouettes in the blue. Here we are, bidding the stardust adieu. Soon you'll be lost in the glory of dreams. Yet, my lovely one, strange as it seems, I'm afraid to dream. I'll see you there with someone. Caressing you. And though you promised me that this would never be, it's the thought of losing you that makes me so.
Donald, let's continue making people happy. How about singing one of your old songs?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Ah, shucks, there goes another nickel.
I'm in heaven when I see you smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark all the while, I can see. Lighted the road leading home. Pray for me when you can, and no matter wherever.
You know, it must be wonderful to be able to do so much with your money. Just think of it, Tinky. You're a king of finance. A king of finance.
Yeah, a king of finance. It sure wears you down. Think I'll lay down and rest a little while. Pinky Tomlin, king of finance. Pinky Tomlin. King. King Tomlin.
Look, Pinky's falling asleep.
King Tomlin, make way for the king.
Greetings, my loyal subjects. I love you all. In fact, you are the subjects of my affection.
Make way for the knights of the court.
Greetings, your majesty. I bring you greetings from the knights of your court.
Eddie Stanley, what knight are you?
I am Sir Saturday.
Sir Saturday?
Yes, Knight of the Bath.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Seymour Seymour. I never married you.
No?
No, there is no marriage in the kingdom of radio.
Oh, yeah? Andy of Amos and Andy was married yesterday, and he was king in radio when you were still a chambermaid for cows in Oklahoma. Oh, kiss me, my king.
I refuse. The king can do no wrong.
But it is the custom. The king must kiss the queen. It is the custom of the court.
Well, if this administration has anything to do with it, there's going to be a change in the court.
Your Majesty has no choice. You must kiss her.
If I must, I must.
Look, the king's face is turning crimson. He is blushing.
Aha, a royal flush.
Is your Majesty ready to make his appointments?
Yes, the first appointment I want to make is to get me a stand-in to kiss the queen. Boy, I'm going to make a lot of changes around here. I want to issue a proclamation. Where is my herald?
Your herald didn't come, but the boy just delivered the daily news.
This is becoming irksome.
Oh, be yourself. As long as you're king, make the best of things. Be a jolly old soul.
All right, I'll call for my pipe. I'll call for my bow. I'll call for my fiddler's three.
Here is your pipe, and here is your bow. And here's Jack Renard.
Jack Renard? Jack Renard, well, what is he?
I'm your fiddler's three, Skinny.
Silence, thou knave. For insulting the king, we will make you eat your words.
Okay. Roast beef, mashed potatoes, and goulash. Now make me eat my words.
Court musician, this is no time for idle jests. Your Majesty, today is Queen Seymour's birthday. Today she is 16 years old.
I thought you said this was no time for idle jests.
Fine goings on, making fun economy on my birthday.
Send for the pages. Let them bring wine that we may drink a toast to the queen.
There are no pages here.
Maybe they're in the garden. Look through yon window and see.
They are not in the garden. All I can see is a lot of girls in the pool walking knee-deep in water.
Oh, those must be my ladies in waiting.
Well, can't we get somebody to bring us the wine? How about that woman standing in the corner?
Woman? That's the mummy of an Egyptian princess.
Gee, she looks just like my cousin Laura.
Yay, she's been standing there silent for 2,000 years.
Say more, she's no relation of yours.
Well, you certainly can't drink no toast to me unless someone brings us the wine.
Will somebody find me a page, one page?
Here I am, Your Majesty.
It's Renard.
I asked for a page, not a telephone book.
Make way for another.
Jimmy Wallington, what night are you?
I am the knight of love.
Say, Wallington, if you was as rich as you are good looking, I'd ditch the king and marry you myself.
If it's money you're after, Seymour, you don't want a love knight. What you want is a bank knight.
Well, what are your duties here, Wallington?
I am the court soothsayer.
Goody, goody, goody. Say me a sooth.
Yes, my royal command is that you say something soothing to my kingly ears.
Very well. I bring you thrilling news from thousands of your most loyal subjects.
And who are they?
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who give you a princely reception and serve you royally with Fire Chief, the king of gasoline. A gasoline which gives you always command performance. And remember this, your Texaco dealer is a jester.
A jester?
Yes, a jester around the corner ready to serve.
What's the matter, mister? Are you crying because of what Wallington just said?
No. No, I cry all the time. I'm a member of the royal family. I never stop crying.
Well, who are you?
I am the Prince of Wales.
Telegram for His Majesty King Tomlin.
Read it to me, knave.
It saith from the Lord Mayor of Texaco Town. And he saith, I minded not when you fell asleep and dreamt you were a king, for you were only kidding. I minded not when Seymour fell asleep and dreamt she was a queen. She was only kidding. But now it's time to stop. The audience has gone to sleep and they're not kidding.
Have you got any castles that you want me to build, baby?
Well, maybe.
Have you got any dragons that you want to have killed, cutie?
At least he ain't snooty.
I'll get into my 7-league boots. I'll get out my bulletproof suit. I'll get out my revolver that shoots and go rat-a-tat-tat-tat-boom.
Tatty-atta.
Got any mortgages you want to have paid, say more.
You said it, King Tomlin, old boy. Don't you remember last week I wanted the mortgage lifted on the old homestead and you said, why don't you have your face lifted too? You say the cutest thing.
Cut it out, say more. This doggone job of kinging is a lot more work than singing. Oh, you can tell all the papers that it didn't because...
Well, if you're king, then we can't get married.
Right.
Have you got any lamb chops that I can have grilled? Pink, pink.
Have
you got any gasoline tanks you want filled? Pinky,
thank you, Tom.
Now that you are a king with a crown, you'll turn the world upside down, and that love bug will sure go to town.
Well, he can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do. I don't care.
Have you got any deals you wanna have swung, baby?
Pinky will swing 'em.
Have you got any songs that you want to have sung in any old key? They're all the same to me. Now that I am really the king, I pronounce this the kingdom of swing.
Right.
You can tell all the papers that I did it because I got rhythm, I got rhythm, I got rhythm in the kingdom of swing.
Stop this idle nonsense, rhythm and swing and such. We've got one Benny Goodman. And even that one is too much.
But looky here, mister. I want rhythm, must have rhythm. Oh, without rhythm, I don't want to be king.
Our rhythm gets a gig, then our king will abdicate. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't say it, so.
Stop those rhythm songs, I hate them. Tomlin, here's my ultimatum. Leave that sinful swing alone, or else you must forsake your throne.
Aww. Okay, my friend, if that's the case, I'm clearing out of this doggone place. Without any swing, that sure starts squirming. So take back the throne and those robes of ermine.
You mean to relinquish all right to your crown?
Yeah, man. I'm heading for Texaco Town. There we've a mayor who's broad-minded enough to let us have fun. And boy, we sure strut our stuff.
Canders in favor of swing and rhythm?
Yes, and everything human that goes along with him. His new show will sure be a thrill for the masses.
You suppose you could get me a couple of passes?
But you're against swing and all it implies.
Ah, but I've never seen Cantor roll his eyes.
You haven't? You haven't?
No.
Then, mister, here's what I'll do. I'll bring out a swingster who'll appeal to you. He'll clap his hands, he'll roll his eyes, he'll sing, dance, and clown. And when he's through, you'll be shouting for rhythm from every housetop in town.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are sweeter. Now time's falling on. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, save their price at your wood shop. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll even find it delicious to help with the dishes. Now's the time to fall in love. Sweets are much cheaper, movie seats are much cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. A talking scene tender to make her surrender, you should take advantage of. When the picture's over, take her where it's quiet. Just remember what the hero did and try it. You're not a tailor or gable, but do what you're able. Now's the time to fall in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know it's not next Sunday, it's not next Monday, and it's not on a Tuesday. It's on Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday, September 29th, when Eddie Cantor returns to this program, bringing with him the first lady of the screen and the airwaves, Deanna Durbin, who has just made a sensational success in her new picture, 100 Men and a Girl. But Mr. Cantor and Deanna will be the Cupid of Maestros, Jack Renard, Say More, Jimmy Wallington, and of course, I'm happy to say,
the sweetheart of Oklahoma, Pinky Tomlin.
Ah, cut it out.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.